At the end of last week, we got killed with snowstorms. And I was able to snag an interview with Liz Friedman from LA Inc. But, of course, because of the snowstorm on Thursday and Friday, I wasn't able to get it on the air. So, but I thought it was good enough that it definitely needs to get played. Because she's a little spitfire. And she's gorgeous as well. So, from late last week, ladies and gentlemen, it's the interview with Liz Friedman from LA Inc. here on Kiss FM. Kiss FM, hello.
I have Liz Friedman on the phone for you from LA Inc.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome. Alrighty, hold on.
All right.
Big Papa, you there?
I sure am.
Say hi to Liz.
Liz, how are you this morning?
Hi, Big Papa. That's quite a name you got there.
Yeah, well, you know what? It happens.
I mean, do you have all your girlfriends calling you that? Do you just decide to make it your radio name or what?
Can I tell you something? Again, we're talking to Liz Friedman, LA Inc. It's on TLC. Liz, here's the deal. It's my quote unquote radio name. I got it when I was in college from Mo Money, Mo Problems, the Biggie song.
Okay, very familiar with that song.
B-I-G-P-O-P-P-A. That's where it came from, because that was my favorite part of the whole song. But I actually was doing a little brown chicken, brown cow, if you know what I'm saying, with a chick. And mid brown chicken, brown cow, she just goes, "Oh, Big Papa." And I was like, I almost started laughing halfway through. But I knew if I started laughing, the ride would be over.
She had to get the job done.
No. So anyway, Liz, this isn't about me. Liz, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just woke up about an hour ago out here in LA. I don't even think the sun's up yet, but.
Well, we got snow.
What was that?
We got lots and lots of snow, so.
Lots of snow. Well, oh, yeah. I haven't experienced any snow this year, so I can't say I feel sorry for you guys. I would have liked to have seen some snow, but out here in California, where I live in Hollywood, we don't get much of that.
Now, are you from Hollywood originally, or did you move out there?
I am a born and raised LA native. Yes.
Oh, wow, that's
lived my entire life.
That's actually rare, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It's like most people just are straight off the bus from Iowa that I meet out here, you know, trying to make it in this industry. But I'm you know, born here, and it's, you know, quite the place to be. I've got to tell you, living in LA, I think they're probably the largest group of dysfunctional people out here in this one center of the universe than anywhere else.
Well, I mean, there's dysfunctional people everywhere. It's just a different type of dysfunctional. Like around here,
totally.
If you drive, you know, 20 minutes in any direction, all of a sudden you're in Jerry Springer dysfunction. You're like in Kim Kardashian, Lindsay Lohan dysfunction out there.
It's almost like unreal. I mean, you go out to the grocery store and these girls are standing behind you in line, you know? But then again, I don't think Lindsay Lohan goes to the grocery store that often because she doesn't eat.
No. and when she does, it doesn't stay down that long.
Exactly.
We're talking to Liz Friedman, the newest addition to LA Inc., right?
Yes, I am the newest addition.
So tell me, how exactly does this work? Because it's a reality show about a tattoo parlor. Now, did you have to go like in an audition? Did you like do a did you do like an actual job interview, or was it more like a casting call? How'd that work?
You know, I knew Kat's manager. His name is Brad, and I am, you know, I'm an actress and everything, but I'm also a business woman myself. I've owned my own company since I was 21 years old, and I had a real estate company that I still actually own and operate. But, you know, Kat has just had a lot of really flaky people working for her, and with the economic, you know, recession and the real estate market kind of taking a... I figured, why not, you know, take this opportunity and make the most of it. And it's been a great experience. I can't tell you. I think I had one interview and I got the job. It was kind of effortless for me, to be honest.
That's awesome. Now, remember, you're on the radio, so you got to be careful of the language. But it's all good. Hey, it's all good. As you go through it, you remember stuff like that. But now you're on TV. Now, have you filmed the whole season at this point, or are you like in the process of?
Yeah, we've already wrapped production for this season.
Now are you, when the cameras aren't there, are you there at all, or are you just there when the cameras are there?
Ooh, you had to ask that question.
I will say,
they're 5 days a week, very, very long hours a day. Cameras are there all the time regardless, because what they do is they shoot a lot of B-roll. You know, obviously, a lot of it's very authentic and
right.
real. So you can go 4 or 5 hours and have material that would not be, you know, desired for viewers to watch on TV. But then you have one quick moment that is just amazing that you capture, that you put on air. So what happens is that the cameras are actually rolling a significant amount of the time that the shop is open.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Liz Friedman, LA Inc. on TLC. Her website is LizFriedman.net. I actually friended you on Facebook yesterday, so I've been cyber-stalking you a little bit. Which is,
you know what? I must have accepted you, and I even noticed it was you.
Oh, you told you. Well, I don't on Facebook. I'm not Big Papa. It's actually my real name. So I'll put something on your wall so that way you can stalk me back. It'll be nice.
Either that, you should change your default picture and get my attention.
Well, my default picture is a cup of Five Guys hamburgers because that's what I craved the other day. So that's my.
Yeah, definitely send me a little notice and let me know it's you.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Yeah.
So do you guys have any other questions you want to ask or about me or?
Well, I'm pretty much getting there. I mean, that's, you know, you're on the show. When's the show on?
The show's we premiered last Thursday. We're on again tonight at 10/9 Central.
Right.
Whole new episode. It's going to be very interesting to see how this one pans out. But, yeah, we're on every single Thursday, 10 and 9 Central.
Now, going into working in a tattoo place, did you have tattoos going in, and did you get some throughout the course of this?
Going in, I had zero tattoos. I'm a pastor's daughter, so I was kind of to stay away from ink. Not that anything's wrong with it, because I have a twin sister that has the tattoo,
right.
But... you guys are going to have to tune in and watch and see what happens if I, you know, end up getting one or not.
And it's funny, I can tell that you're a pastor's daughter just by looking at your pictures on Facebook.
They're pretty naughty, right? The best part is my father's on my Facebook.
No!
He's still walking around without a heart attack, to be honest with you.
No, he's on your Facebook?
My father is on my Facebook, and my parents have been married 38 long years, and every week I'd say my mother calls me, my dad's screaming in the background, he's like, take that damn picture down. And I say, you know what, Mom? Would you rather me have pictures and bras and panties on Facebook or snorting lines, you know?
Yeah.
I know on the radio, but...
You could
be doing a lot worse things than I am.
You're absolutely right. And you say it never snows in Los Angeles. Come on.
Yeah, the kind of snow we get out here, we just have to pay for.
Again, we're talking to Liz Friedman, the latest addition to LA Inc. It's Thursdays on TLC. The website is LizFriedman.net. And what else is coming up for you? You got the real estate gig. You got this gig on LA Inc. I would imagine as you start to catch on, and as beautiful as you are, and as spunky as you are, I'm sure your phone's going to start ringing real, real quick.
You know, I will tell you, just in the last week, I've had people approach me across the U.S. from East Coast to West Coast to Vancouver and Toronto for representation. So I've just gotten myself a lot of representation, booking agents, managers, you name it. I have them as of a few weeks ago, actually. So things are starting to get rolling. A lot of people are showing interest. And you guys are going to have to stay tuned and see what happens. But there's definitely a lot of things in the works right now.
I'm very excited. Now, long term, what do you want to do? Do you want to be like a movie actress? Do you want to do TV? What would you like to do? Like, if your goal is this, what is that?
You know what? I don't want to sound cliche like every other broad in this town saying I want to be an actress. I just want to be the best me I can possibly be. And I'm a jack of all trades. I'm a writer. I produce. I'm an actress. I'm very... You know, knowledgeable in real estate. So I actually have my hands in several pots right now and other projects of mine that I've even written that are being shopped around in networks right now.
It's all about making money. It's all about doing the best you can do and making the best decisions of the opportunities that are available. Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely endeavored to accomplish, several different types of professions. I don't think I need to stick to one thing.
That's right. Again, we're talking to Liz Friedman, LA Inc. on TLC Thursday nights. One quick thing before you go, it's a quick six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit about the real you, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Last movie you stopped and watched?
Valentine's Day.
All right. Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child, I'm going to say slip and slide, even though it's not really a toy.
You're at the club. What's your drink of choice?
Vodka tonic.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I don't even don't even know how to download my damn iPod. I don't have to say, actually, my sister put Michael Jackson on there for me, a whole slew of the songs.
Favorite body part of opposite sex?
Ooh, I'm going to say their stomach.
And
I know what you're thinking, but I'm going to say stomach.
I'm not thinking nothing. I'm not saying what I'm saying.
Excuse me, Big Papa.
What is your favorite toy as an adult?
I would have to say the rabbit.
I just fell in love with you. It's Liz Freeman, LA Inc. on TLC, LizFreeman.net. And it was a pleasure talking to you, and I really hope you go really, really far and hope to get you on the show again.
It was great speaking to you too, Big Papa.
All right, take care, Liz. It's Liz Freeman, everybody. It's LA Inc. on TLC. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.